The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on The Grave Talks, part three of our conversation about Bethany's home sweet haunted home with owner Elsie Lottie. Because of what you've done, you've given these spirits a place to live and thrive and interact. Whereas the relatives, like, let them rest in peace. I don't even know exactly what that means, because it's not like you have a say in that.
Right. I'm apparently a god and I get to choose that.
Right.
No, I'm not. Just like I don't think people get to cross people over. Like, you don't get to decide that. You don't get to do that. You don't have that skill, you know. I don't feel like I'll ever be able to sell this house because of them. I feel like I'm responsible for them forever and ever.
That's really interesting. You're that connected.
Absolutely. Like, I miss them, which is weird.
But Steve, was it? No, it's not Steve. The boyfriend who goes Sam. With you, Sam. It's like, come on, Sam. My husband's on this trip. You can sit this one out.
First of all, my husband has never spent the night in the house. He's never been there at night before. We actually, 1 month from today, will be staying in the house because it's our anniversary. And so he'll get to experience it for the first time. Like, I'm forcing him to go. I'm getting my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law to go with, because I couldn't get him to go just with him and me. But he says he doesn't believe in ghosts. But because Sam has been following me for so long, he'll say, I don't believe in ghosts. But then he'll go into our bedroom at night and be like, it smells like ghost in here, because he has a very distinct smell. The house in Jackson has a very distinct smell. And sometimes when we walk into her bedroom, it has this very distinct smell. Like, actually yesterday, I smelled like stale cigarette smoke by my front door. And I was like, all right, who's
which
this?
Which is such a distinctive smell.
Yeah, very distinctive. So I say that Sam brings me things. My husband has things disappear all the time. So he'll be like in his tool chest looking for like 45 minutes for a tool, can't find it, walks away, comes back, and it's just sitting right there. And so he'll be like, I moved it. And I was like, I thought you didn't believe in ghosts. And he's like, well, either I'm stupid or it's the ghosts, you know? So he has some other things that he collects, and he'll like see them online. He'll be like, well, I have that. And then he'll go to look for it and he can't find it anywhere. Like, and so, yeah, it's like Sam likes me, but Sam screws with him. And also, he's not as nice to other women as he is me. Like, my poor housekeeper who's here right now, she's had, like, when she's putting away dishes, like, dishes just shoot out of the cabinet and break and stuff like that. And so she's always like, leave me alone. I'm trying to work.
Because you're not in the house, are you, right now?
No, this is my own house. Yeah. And we didn't have this stuff happening before. Actually, I would say it wasn't even like I bought the house in May of 2021. I would say it was like July of 2022 or August of 2022 is when that stuff started happening, when I started getting it here. Like, I have things like my ceiling fan will turn on by itself, and I'm kind of out in the middle of nowhere. So it's probably not another remote doing it or whatever. Yeah. So we've had that happening for quite some time, but there's a lot of new activity that happens now. But it's just, we're all just used to it at this point in time. Although me and my husband went on vacation last year and we went on a 10-day cruise, and my friend's child, she's a teenager, she was dog sitting and she was freaked out because she was like, the TV kept changing to this old movie. Like, I didn't want to watch it. I changed it back. It would get changed back. And then she was like, so we just watched the movie. And then after that, I changed the channel and it was fine. Like, so she was having all sorts of stuff happening and it really freaked her out.
I don't blame her. She's like, I'm just trying to dog sit. Please leave me alone.
And again, it's just, I feel like now, because I've spent so much time, it's just, to me, they're just, it's not scary. It's not shocking. It's not drama. It's not nonsense, right? Like the TV show, we all know which TV show I'm talking about. It's a lot of nonsense and a lot of drama, and it's all hyped up, right? A lot of times when I've watched, I never watched TV shows before. I do now. I joke that it's like I watch Hoarders to feel like my house is super clean.
Yes.
But it's the same thing. Like, you can watch like the ghost shows and then feel really good about your ghosts. But a lot of times when I'm watching, people like, oh, it touched me this one time 3 years ago. And I'm like, who cares? Like, they're just trying to communicate with you. Like, what? Why are you making such a big deal about this? You know? And so for me, that's just one of the things. It's like, we just don't make a big deal about all of it, because it's just like, again, if you just look at them as people, and you know, inevitably when you're in a jail or a prison, you know, there's spirits that try to scare you and they try to say like demon and stupid words. And I'm just like, you're not fooling me, sir. Like, demons aren't going to tell me they're demons. You're not fooling me. You're a person and it's not fooling me. So let's move on. If you want to communicate with me, cool. If you don't, like, leave me alone. But like, we're not going there. Like, so we kind of just like shut down. Again, when we do our public tours of the courthouse, we especially sometimes have to have these conversations that people who are dicks in life are probably dicks in death. Mm-hmm. They haven't learned their lesson yet. That's why they're still here. And so, you know, we have to be very cognizant of that. Sure. There's plenty of live people who are scary. I would say more scary than most ghosts. Yeah. So I just, for me, it's just like, I humanize them. And that's why I feel like doing all that research that I did was so important, because it was able to help me humanize them back when I was kind of like, when I had no experience with paranormal stuff and I didn't know anything, it really helped me humanize them. So I could walk around, I could go upstairs at night. I wouldn't even go upstairs at night. It was like too scary. For months and months and months. I only started when I actually ended up finally being done with my apartment and renting it out. And then I was forced to not be downstairs. And so then at night I'd be forced to be upstairs. That's the only time I ever that's why I ended up staying upstairs, or else like downstairs, like come dark, I would not go upstairs. There's no way. Like, the energy was just so different, you know, but now it's like, so big deal. It's just normal now. So it's like getting used to it. But yeah, so I feel like one thing that there are some paranormal investigators, I would say, like in television shows, like Amy Bruni does an excellent job of humanizing spirits. And I appreciate that a lot, because again, it's kind of my goal as well. I'm just not a drama or nonsense person in general in my own life. I don't have the emotional energy for that. I don't think that there needs to be drama and nonsense with the paranormal. I don't think that we need to be scared.
I think so, that a lot of times it's for views and likes, exactly. You know, it's 100%. Like, if you make it scary, well, and to me, you know, it can be scary if you hear somebody walking around at night, but you know, it's not like it's a demon necessarily, you know, and it just seems like that's where they all go. I don't mean trying to make out with you in the middle of the night.
Please be scared. But walking up and down the hallway, like, let's not be dramatic, right?
I would probably be dramatic if that happened to me tonight. I'd be like, what is it? Is it a serial murderer? Is it a ghost? I don't know.
Well, that's another reason why I feel like I have to advertise the house is haunted, because I have heard of other stories where people like see somebody in the house and then end up calling the cops and there's nothing there.
Oh, true.
We do. Like, I can't tell you how many people have told me that in the middle of the night they hear people walking up and down the hallway and the motion activated lights will go on and off all night long. I've even had, so I have a smart lock on the front door. I've had the door unlock in the middle of the night when nobody's there.
And that shouldn't happen.
And it tells you how it's unlocked, right? From the inside with a code, you know, with a key, whatever. It tells you. And it was unlocked from the inside in the middle of the night when nobody was there. And so I actually had to get the tenant to go up there to open the door properly because it wouldn't lock correctly. It was like kind of in between. So I had to get them to open the door, shut the door all the way because the door was unlocked and the door was slightly open. And so like stuff like that does happen. So it's like, or if something moves, I don't want you thinking it's me coming in the middle of the night, the Airbnb, you know, sneaking in and doing stuff. Cause I don't know if you've noticed this recently, but if you are a fan of Shudder, you will see that Airbnb host horror is like a whole new genre. It's just like, that's a new genre. So I just needed people to know that one, I'm not a slumlord. If that light doesn't work tomorrow, it probably will. Yeah. And then also, I'm not sneaking in the house in the middle of the night, moving your stuff around. Or there's not somebody like sneaking into a house, walking around in the middle of the night. Those are all other reasons why I felt like I needed to advertise the place as being haunted.
Good idea. Or if people want to come in and investigate, do they need to book it for the night or two nights? Or there anytime you do some kind of public things?
Yeah, so we do what I call them ghoul friends nights, and primarily it's usually women. But I got the idea because I had like posted the house for rent on Facebook, and all these people were sharing it and commenting it and tagging their friends saying we should go there. And then people, their friends would be like, no way, not doing it. And so I was like, well, that really sucks. Like, if people who want to go,
but that one person wants to go.
Yeah, but it's hard to find friends that will go with you. You don't do it by yourself. And so about once a quarter, we do Ghoul Friends nights where you can just rent the room, not the whole house. And then we like have sangria and charcuterie and do paranormal investigating. And then you can spend the night or you can just pop in for
love that
investigation. And we also do like a tour. So I take them out to where all the tombstones are and kind of tell them the stories about the people as well that we're going to be interacting with and stuff like that. So yeah, so we do that like once a quarter. Said we have the courthouse down the street too that we've recently started doing public investigations for. And then in September, we are actually having a paracon. It's called the Gold Country Paracon. And with that, we will be investigating the courthouse, the museum, which is about 900 feet away from my house and my house. So we'll have like the VIP event will be there. So Daryl Marston from Ghost Hunters will be leading investigations of my house with groups. And then Saturday night is just our public tour. And we're going to circle through all the different locations. We have groups that will move through. So you get to check out, like get to spend like half an hour in all the different places, which is never enough time, but hey, enough to like kind of get the idea of what's going on. But yeah, so it's we do all sorts of kind of events. Jackson, like a lot of Gold Rush towns are haunted, you know, like the whole town is haunted. And a lot of places in the country, paranormal tourism is pretty huge. You live in Kansas. How many places are there in Kansas? Like a million. And then in California, there's very few. Like, so there's not a lot out here, which is kind of sad because we have plenty of haunted places too. So we're trying to really hope to like build on kind of some more paranormal tourism. So I've been just this year, Tombstone Paracon, Parapsycon in Mansfield, Ohio at the Reformatory. So I said, we're going out to Pennsylvania this weekend to check out Daryl Marston's base, My Haunted Manor. So I've done, like, since getting into this, I've been to Lake Shawnee and Waverly and all sorts of places, right? And definitely none of them have been as haunted as my house. So, you know, it's we're always trying to get out there. I'm trying to experience new things. But, of course, it's very different. I feel like I obviously get lulled into a sense of complacency at my place. At least I don't have to worry about scary men, you know, at my place. Where
yeah, you know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, in the prisons, not always so, you know, like, or other places. So, yeah, so it's, but it's, That's the thing, is like my house is literally one of the most haunted places I've ever been to, but at least you get to deal with nice spirits. Yeah, like, or, you know, normal spirits. I wouldn't say necessarily, they're not perfect. They weren't angels, but they're humans, and they were decent humans, you know? And so if you're a decent person, they're a decent person. Although, if you are a problem for me, again, they might chase you off.
They might hide your keys.
Well, yeah, or we've had paranormal investigators who've come in who've gotten really sick, like they feel sick and they have to leave. And then, you know, find out later, like, oh, they're not people that I would want around. They know more than I do.
They're about very people. Protective of you.
They are. 100%. They are.
Which and we kind of all them. Want that in our lives. We want people to care about us and protect us and...
Again, having invisible roommates that allow you to be passive aggressive is probably one of the best things ever, to be honest.
No kidding.
You know, so when people think it's scary, I'm like, no, everybody should want to have a haunt and ghosts in their house. This is how they're going to act. Like, they're really going to freak out the guys that are too noisy and make too, and like leave dishes all over the house. Cool. Yeah. Go ahead and mess with them. Because I do. I had a group of, we have got a fair amount of construction workers who come up there and working for PG&E, all these different groups. So they'll come and stay for a week and they are slobs, man. Well, one day I went in there and I was like, huh, that's weird. So they're in the pink room that has the mirror that the spirit, that picture of the five spirits sitting on the bed were taken in. There was a blanket over the mirror. And then these men, like they had brought in an air mattress. So there was more than one man sleeping in this room, but they still had the closet door open and then the closet light turned on. So they were sleeping with the nightlight with the mirror covered.
Interesting.
Like, you should pick up your dishes and your trash, sir.
Had you been more respectful, you wouldn't have had to deal with that.
I don't know what caused it. I don't know. And in the comments, not native English speakers, but in the comments, he made a comment about it being haunted. But I was like, yep, that's what you get because we found spoons in the driveway.
You weren't respectful. Now, is the best way for people to get information? I find the website to have everything you need right there.
Yeah, I tried to make it as easy as possible. So definitely the website. If you go to Bethany's Home Sweet Haunted Home .com, but we're also on all the socials as well. But you can get links to, if you want to book the house, on VRBO or Airbnb or just directly find out about the history. Yes, yeah. You have.
And there's pictures that you can look at.
Yeah, you can look and see, look at Fred and go, yeah. Yep,
I see it. Gravel. I see it.
Uh-huh. You know, if you want to see any of that stuff that we've talked about, I've and see the newspaper articles and all the things, I have it all laid out right there. So I try to make it as easy as possible. I chose the longest and worst name for the house because being put on the spot was like a really big pressure. And so I have to pay for it by being very detailed on my website.
Although I do like the name of it.
Because it's just a lot of words.
It is a lot of words, but then it makes it, you know, haunted home, but it's home sweet haunted home, which I like that. And I will put a link to that on the show notes. So wherever you're listening, you can click on the link and get there as well. But this has been such a great conversation. I wish I wasn't so far away.
I know I can talk forever and ever about this place, but
it is, and you know, I'd love to circle back. And we could talk about the courthouse and, you know, other locations. But I'd really want to know what happens with your husband when you guys stay there in a month.
Yeah. So, we'll see. Because they do tend, if people don't want to be annoyed by the spirits, they tend to leave you alone. And that's why I said it depends on the people who are there. Because if you have a bunch of people who are going into this, they all want to experience things and they're having a good time. Usually you do. But if you have people who are scared and don't want anything to do with the spirits, they usually leave you alone. So we shall see, because I don't think that my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law told me before that she doesn't believe, even though her parents have stayed up there with me once, and her mom woke up and had a man kissing her.
No, thank you to that.
Yeah. And so she woke me up at 2 a.m. saying, I mean, I was kissing me and I was like, staring at her like, what? Because I was asleep. And then she was really embarrassed, but like, And I've never heard her talk about ghosts either. So she was really embarrassed because she didn't want her daughter to think that she was being crazy or whatever. But yeah, no, she like, and she could tell you what the man was wearing, like his shirt sleeves, the whole nine. I think it was William. But my sister-in-law has told me before, she doesn't really believe in ghosts either, but she stayed in the house several times just because we'll have like girls' weekend. We'll go out there. She wanted to do wine tasting. She likes wine. Again, he says he doesn't believe, but the last time my husband was there, we had to go into the basement. And I was like, hey, Steve, this is my husband, Nick. He doesn't believe in you. You should pull his hair. And he said, no, no, no. I believe in Steve. He's the only one I believe in.
And do not pull my hair, please, Steve. I want to reach out.
That's why I have t-shirts that you can buy that say, I believe in Steve. That's a direct quote for my husband.
I want to know. Once he stays there, if anything happens. So let's keep in touch about that.
I just wonder if he'd even tell me if he experienced anything just because, you know, he's like, literally, I tell people I have a haunted Airbnb. The first thing he'll say is, there's no such thing as ghosts. And then also complain about the ghost moving his stuff. And also say it smells like
I believe in Steve. Yeah, it smells like ghost in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So I think his stubbornness won't allow him to actually like admit. Although again, his mother is very stubborn as well. And, you know, again, no questioning whatsoever. She doesn't care about the ghosts, but she knows that they're there. Like we've had a million paranormal investigations when she'll be there. Cause a lot of times when I go up there, she'll tag along with me. And so she cannot be bothered to be interested in what's going on around her. Like, we're having the most amazing experiences going on and she's just like sleeping in a chair. So she's not at all interested, but she definitely knows for sure that it's haunted now, you know? So
is that kind of validating to you when somebody does come in and they don't believe and then something happens? Is it kind of validating in a way, or is it more like, I told you?
I think it's fun. I don't know if it's validating, right? Because I know.
Because you know, right.
So, you know, there's no question to me that the place is haunted, but like, if somebody's going to see a full apparition walking through the washer and dryer, do I want it to be the person who doesn't believe in ghosts? 100%. That's who I want it to believe. Yeah. You know, wants to see that, you know, I actually can't see them. When I was a teenager or when I was a child, I used to see primarily shadow people or hat man a lot. And so I put up a block so I cannot see them whatsoever because I always knew that I could feel them, that they were around, but seeing them scared me. And so now to this day, I still can't see them. So everyone will be able to see this thing. I can't see it. So, but if somebody's going to see it, I definitely want it to be that person for sure.
Absolutely. And that wraps up our conversation about Bethany's home sweet haunted home with owner Elsie Lottie. For more information, visit their website at bethanyshomesweethauntedhome.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes without the commercials, you could become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free. See if you like it. Or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.